Trust me, and trust me alone. In Hebrews 11, verse 6, we read that without faith it is impossible to please God. While in Matthew 14, verse 31, Jesus asks the question, Wherefore did you doubt? The great issue in the book of Hebrews is faith. God has spoken. We are to believe what God has revealed through his word, his living word, and his written word, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the scriptures. Faith comes by hearing. So hear him. In times past, God spoke through his prophets. But in these last days, God has spoken through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Hear him. By faith, Abel. By faith, Enoch. By faith, Abraham. By faith, also David and the prophets. Oh yes, God speaks, and man is called to believe what God has revealed. Hear him. God has spoken. You must trust me completely. You will be helped, led, guided. Do you fully trust me? The children of Israel would long have entered the promised land. Only doubts and fears drove them back into the wilderness. Remember always that disbelief delays and hesitation hinders. God has spoken. I have told you how to live. Trust my tender love and look to me alone. I will never fail you, but you must learn not to doubt. Doubts arrest my work. Nor try to find answers in other places, for we live by faith and not by sight. God has spoken through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Look away from all other empty sources of assistance in this world. The flesh and the devil pretend to have the answers. Go look away from the clamours of life that drown out the still small voice. Look away from the visual signs that nourish the ego. Reject the things which give empty comfort but for a moment. Look to Jesus, the author and finisher of faith. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing from the word of God. Hear him.